What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. It is Friday, and it is the 3rd of February. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick little program note, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three to give us her unique perspective on the world. Now, as you've probably been hearing, there's been a terror incident at the Louvre in Paris, France. Apparently, there was this man wielding a machete screaming, "Aloha, snack bar," or whatever it is that they shout over there. And a French soldier guarding the Louvre shot the man and seriously injured him. And it's being declared an act of terror. And so, of course, my question to François Hollande is, how is that open borders idea working out for you so far? Now, as you know, this weekend is the Super Bowl, and security is going to be very, very tight. Houston police are a little concerned over negative reactions to Donald Trump's immigration plans, or let me rephrase that, illegal immigration plans. And there's also, of course, the concern about terrorism. Somebody actually did a movie about that idea many years ago called Black Sunday, where they hijacked the Goodyear blimp and filled it with explosives. So it's not an idea that is entirely brand new. So there's going to be a lot of security. They're going to have Black Hawk helicopters flying around the stadium to make sure that aircraft stay away. It's a no-fly zone, obviously. And they're going to have a lot of hardware up there. And hopefully the game is going to proceed and everybody's going to have a good time and there won't be any ugly incidents. But obviously it is a symbolic target of high value. Now, getting on back up to the riots in Berkeley, a lot of new developments are starting to come out of there. And according to Milo's security coordinator, the Berkeley police had been told, "You will not arrest anybody." There was a no-arrest policy. And in this article, basically, Berkeley professor Robert Rice said that these guys were not students. The guys dressed in the black, they're anarchists from out of town. They're the same people who shut down UC Davis. They're the same people that created chaos at the University of Washington in Seattle. This is a paid crew. Apparently, they were also at the inauguration. They don't change their clothes or disguises. And people are looking at photos and saying, okay, there they are. Now, a story coming out of Rumor Mill News, apparently a lot of the Berkeley students have now gone on Twitter saying that these were outsiders. There weren't students over there. They're giving the campus a bad name, giving the student body a bad image. And this is another confirmation. These were paid outside agitators. Now, apparently the FBI has opened an investigation into the mayor of Berkeley, Jesse Aruguin, who ordered police to stand down during that whole mess last Wednesday. So this was a staged event. It's another staged event. California's lieutenant governor is out there saying he supports the rioters and it's all Milo's fault. And Democratic Representative Val Dennings in Congress was saying the Berkeley riots are a beautiful sight because we're getting the young people to push our agenda against somebody that we don't like. Now, it was 6 years ago, seven years ago, this week, when UC Irvine, part of that same university system, persecuted Muslim students, the Irvine 11, for daring to exercise their religious, ethnic, academic, and First Amendment rights when they protested the Israeli ambassador at a UC Irvine event. So all this talk about openness and inclusion and tolerance and everything, it's very selective. We want you to be tolerant of the people we like, and we're going to come down hard on the people that we don't like. So there's all kinds of nonsense out there. Now, what did they actually accomplish last Wednesday by doing what they did? What did they actually accomplish? People are Googling Milo. His book sales soared 12,000% overnight. He gained 200,000 likes on his Facebook page in a single day. So, yeah, that'll teach him. That'll teach him to have an opinion. And apparently, less than 24 hours after those Wednesday night riots, two more men attacked a Trump supporter just walking to class. Guy was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. And apparently, a white SUV drove up to him. Two men came on out screaming at him and beat him. Now, fortunately, there was a witness, and the police arrived, and they identified and arrested these guys. But, I mean, part of the problem of all this liberal snowflake buttercup behavior is it's sending out a message that this sort of thing is now acceptable behavior in the United States of America. And I don't think anybody really wants to see that become a widespread idea. Now, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And they're not stopping with UC Berkeley because apparently last night protesters gathered to protest Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, who was inside NYU holding a seminar for the school's college Republicans. And they came on up and did a huge ruckus. Unlike Berkeley, the police were arresting people. They arrested a total of 11. And apparently one of the NYU professors was screaming profanity at the New York Police Department. Now, NYU is a $70,000 a year college. Would you send your kid there when the professors are clearly displaying symptoms of mental instability? It's just not working very well here. Now, Paul Joseph Watts isn't out there with a very cogent observation. If Hillary Clinton had won the election, we'd all be complaining about her cabinet picks, just like everybody's complaining about Donald Trump's cabinet picks. The difference is we wouldn't be physically attacking her supporters. That is the difference with what's going on here right now. Now, the Democrats are actually starting to wonder if maybe this constant screaming and crying and whining and violence might actually be hurting the party's image. Yeah, they are, it is, and they're way, way too late. The damage is already done because they're out there screaming and crying regular as clockwork every 12 hours, and they're starting to look like the party of perpetual outrage. Maybe they'll start toning it down here. By the way, we found a video that we posted at whatreallyhappened.com where back in 2015, while she was on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton bragged about how she voted in favor of building a wall to keep out illegal immigrants. Nobody rioted back then, did they? It's all very selective. It's all staged here. Now, in Austin, Texas, city council member Gregorio Cesar is basically urging the illegal immigrants not to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He even went so far as to release an infographic on ways illegal immigrants can defy federal law enforcement. That puts him in violation of Title VIII. Now, the Democrats, of course, who stayed away from Trump's inauguration, are not through expressing their displeasure. As you know, Trump has a speech to Congress coming on up, and the Democrats are saying they're going to have protests. They're going to load up the audience with people who are going to be harmed by what they assume Trump's actions are going to be. They're going to refuse to shake his hands. The childishness of our government is just astounding. These people like to present themselves as the best of the best, that they are our politicians and our rulers and our leaders because they're superior human beings. They certainly do not act like it. They really do not act like it. And Barack Obama is still out there. The Obamas have now moved into their multi-million-dollar Washington, D.C. home, not all that far from the White House. Everybody thought the Obamas were going to be living here in Hawaii. And instead, they're living in Washington, D.C., and it looks like Obama is going to be very actively confronting Donald Trump. Now, traditionally, outgoing presidents will wait a year before they will comment on their successor. Obama ignored that. You know, less than 2 weeks, and he's out there screaming. Now, one of the things we have to keep in mind is Trump's immigration ban is for 90 days only while more strict vetting procedures are put in place. And Trump's immigration ban does not specifically target Muslims. It targets specific countries known to be hotbeds of terrorism. And if you are in one of those countries, it doesn't matter whether you are Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Zoroastrian, Pastafarian, or an atheist, you're going to have the same difficulty coming into the United States. It is not religious discrimination. And all of this is based on a law that goes back 65 years. Now, the GOP is getting ready to push a new law that would change the rules for a 501c3 that would allow political activities by churches. Now, up until now, it is a violation of their tax-exempt status for churches to engage in any kind of political activities, to advocate a candidate, to advocate a particular position on any ballot measure. And the GOP is now saying, well, it's time to take that off and start using the churches as political propagandists. Obviously, this would favor the GOP over the Democrats here. Now, here's something that's really, really interesting. And this story is in a couple of different places. It's in the Daily Mail. And now they're out there saying that fake news did not have any effect on the election. A study by NYU and Stanford says that hardly anybody was reading the independent media. Hardly anybody was reading the stories about Hillary Clinton and Travelgate and cattle futures. Really, they had no influence whatsoever. I mean, only a few weeks ago, they were screaming the independent media was part of the Russian propaganda machine trying to cheat Hillary out of the White House. And today they're trying to claim that we're irrelevant. What's going on here is the corporate media is desperate to regain the image, if not the reality, that they're still in control. They're afraid their financial backers are going to say, why am I wasting money on you when you cannot steer the opinions of America anymore? And so this is the corporate media saying, oh, no, we're still in control of the minds of America. And by doing so, in a way, they're having to admit Hillary was simply not liked by the voters. They're throwing the blame for Hillary's loss back onto Hillary to save themselves, is what's going on here. But we need to remember NYU is not exactly somebody we should be accepting as a definitive source. First of all, because of that NYU professor who was shouting profanities at the police during this protest last night. And NYU has also been fully on board human-caused global warming. And that just because it's cold where you are, you've got no reason for doubt. They've got a whole climate department. They're publishing papers out there fully in support of Al Gore's agenda. Now, over at Stanford, they have a heavily funded solar center, and their scientists are publishing papers saying there never was a pause. Human-caused global warming is continuing, and it's real. So like all these other universities, they're for sale to the highest bidder for whatever propaganda that you want. And it's not like Stanford has a really good reputation, because back in 2015, their business school was rocked by this huge sex scandal involving the dean of the business school and two professors who were married, obviously not to each other or to the dean here. None of these institutions should be trusted. Anytime somebody comes on out and says Stanford or NYU says this, go back and do a Google search and find out what other propaganda they're also supporting before you decide whether or not you're going to trust what they're saying. Because this whole claim that nobody was influenced by the independent media is a complete reversal from just a couple of weeks ago. And it's obviously being done for the corporate media to save face and to try and convince their financial backers that, oh, yes, they're really still in control. They still have the trust of the audience out there. I smell desperation and panic out there. Now, Moscow is criticizing Reuters because Reuters apparently came on out with allegations where Russia is imposing control, censorship, prosecution, visa denials, and physically threatening Reuters journalists. And Russia has come on back and said, either document that or clarify your complaints, because it does look like more of the gratuitous bashing of Russia. And when you look at all the recent attacks on Russia today, Reuters is definitely the pot calling the kettle black here. Now, First Lady Melania Trump has been the victim of another fake news story. U.S. Weekly reported that Melania was thinking about actually staying in New York and never moving to Washington, D.C. to be with her husband. And, oh, my goodness, there must be something wrong with their marriage, and it's horrible, and it's going on, and why she may never move to the White House. And, of course, what we're finding out is that, in point of fact, Melania Trump will move to the White House as soon as Barron Trump ends his school this year, and she's already hired a former Bush staffer to be her chief of staff. So once again, the corporate media is out there just making up anything they think will convince the public to be unsympathetic to the president. Now, we're hearing also that at least two high-level Secret Service agents, in fact, they're described as managers, have been removed from the grounds of the White House for some undisclosed security reason. Now, maybe these were the managers who were in charge when people managed to get inside the White House. There was that incident where somebody fired a shot at the White House, and it wasn't even discovered for 2 to 3 days afterwards, and only then by the cleaning crew. Maybe Trump just got rid of those. We don't really know what's going on there. Now, over in France, it looks like the scandal about a fake job for Fillon's wife is scuttling his chances, and it looks like the road is clear for Marine Le Pen to become France's next president. And, of course, she is promising a Frexit. Turning over here to the war zones, apparently the Syrian army is recapturing key gas fields in eastern Homs. Now, the U.S.-backed rebels, the various groups, have been relying on being able to steal oil and gas from Syria and selling it for part of their funding, and now that is being cut off. So that's a good thing. Now, I'm going to concede here that Donald Trump's tough talk against Russia, China, and Iran is extremely troubling. Yes, I'm happy with some of the things he's done with regards to his campaign promises, but he did promise in his campaign we were going to go back to being friends with China and Russia, and all this tough talk is very, very alarming. And I'm mentioning it now, but we're going to put this off until the third hour because Claire has got her own opinions about what's going on. And so we're going to be getting into that in a little bit more detail in hour number three. Now, Iran is out there basically saying they're not going to cave in to useless threats. The missile test they carried out, they understand to be in compliance with international law and the UN resolutions. And they're going to continue testing. And Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, explained what's going on. Because for 8 long years, when Iraq was making war on Iran at the behest of the United States, Iran was being showered with U.S.-provided missiles, and they had no way to fight back. And they went to the international community and said, can you please find some way to help us defend our people from these missiles that are coming on in, some of which are carrying chemical weapons? And everybody turned them down. Well, what's Iran supposed to do? Sit there utterly defenseless if another Saddam shows up? Of course not. And Iran is saying this threat of the sanctions is the U.S. trying to get them to leave themselves defenseless in exchange for a few bucks. And they're not going to go for that. More about that when we come right back.
You, your husband. husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hang on a second. I need a new mixer here. All right. Now, we're talking about Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, is saying, look, we have a right to defend ourselves, and we have to develop our defenses, because when Iraq was waging war against Iran at the behest of the United States, we were not able to defend ourselves. Nobody came to our assistance. Obviously, we have a right to have a defensive military. I mean, it's just common sense. And the sanctions have been around for so long that Iran is already used to living with them. Now, remember when Trump did his ban against several nations, and Iran was one of them, Iran threatened to drop the U.S. dollar for oil. And that is a real threat. Unlike these mythical nuclear weapons that are being wagged at us, if Iran starts selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar, it further erodes the petrodollar and accelerates the decline of the American economy. And these new sanctions appear to have been the trigger that pushed them over, because they have now officially set the date. March 21st, Iran is going to stop using the U.S. dollar. And if you look at all the other countries that have stopped using the dollar for cross-border trade and banking, you can understand how dire the situation is. And the reality is, just as was the case with Iraq and just as the ongoing case with Syria, we are being sold a war with Iran on the basis of lies. Now, first of all, you need to remember that this missile they tested was a medium-range missile. It's not a missile that is in any way, shape, or form connected with a nuclear threat. It's not an ICBM. It can't reach all the way over to Europe or the United States. It is a defensive missile with a conventional warhead. And you need to keep that in mind, because what they're trying to say is that Iran does not have a right to have defensive conventional missiles in their arsenal. And that, of course, is ridiculous. Every single country on Earth has defensive weapons. It's nonsense. And I think it really is getting ridiculous, because the Sean Spicer came on out in a press conference and accused Iran of attacking a U.S. Navy vessel, saying it's an act of war. Unless, of course, it's Israel attacking the USS Liberty, and then, of course, it's not an act of war and everybody should shut the heck up. But this was such an absolute piece of nonsense. Major Garrett of CBS News corrected him, saying it was actually a Saudi vessel. And Spicer said, yeah, it was a Saudi vessel, but didn't back off this idea that Iran was somehow committing an act of war against the United States. And even worse, there is now talk about how, because of the Iranian-backed Houthis attacks on the Saudi vessel, that they're now justified in unprovoked attacks on Iranian boats. And this is really ridiculous, because let's go and look at the situation in Yemen. Saudi Arabia has been carrying out war against Yemen for years, again, at the behest of the United States. Why don't the Houthis have a right to fight back and attack the ships that are blockading their coast and preventing them from getting food and supplies for their people? It's an absolutely ridiculous idea that a nation that is trying to defend itself is somehow in the wrong. And talk about Orwellian talk here. All right, let's grab a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That's funny, Major Guy. What, another revolving door part for the media, huh? Going from Fox to CBS. They back and forth to all of each other, Megyn Kelly to NBC. What a joke, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, on Trump with the cutting funds, if he's going to do it, he's got to do it all at once so it doesn't give the other sanctuary cities a time to readjust. He needs to make one blanket cutting of federal funds off, because this buttercup snowflake thing is beyond this point now. The extremist element of that party has taken over.
You're absolutely right. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to bring you back right after these few words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, you had something you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, like I said, there's no snowflakes and buttercups anymore. These extremist elements have taken over. And if you look, not a word from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, who are the dinosaurs of the party. No Obama, no Hillary Clinton. This is Hillary Clinton's purple revolution, and they're not going to stop, Mike. It's going to be death from a thousand paper cuts. These people are just going to keep doing this and doing this and doing this. Cut California off, the whole fund, for the whole state. And anybody who wants to leave and the Hollywood people want to come over to Trump's side, we'll open movie land in Texas.
Well, there's already a movie industry in Texas. There's a big one over in Florida. But these days, most movies and TV shows are actually made outside the United States. Hollywood is no longer the center of filmmaking. And that was even true back when I was still in the industry. But getting on back to what you were saying, yeah, this is George Soros at work. And again, we're hearing from Berkeley. These were outside agitators who were brought on in to cause this ruckus. And they're going to start losing support because like I mentioned in that other article, the Democratic Party is now saying this is making us look bad. It's causing more harm than good. They're not going to be able to reverse the election. They're not going to be able to grab power until at least 2018 in the midterms. And they're not going to be able to go after Donald Trump until 2020. And they're starting to realize this is backfiring on them for the reasons I was describing yesterday. They're not winning the support of the general public. They're not getting popular support for what they're doing. It's working the other way. So we're going to see the Democrats kind of like distance themselves from it. And it's just going to be the outside agitators and George Soros and whoever on else. So this color revolution is already stumbling very, very, very badly. Just like those Berkeley students who are saying it's making the student body and our university look bad, all of this is making the entire United States look bad to the rest of the world. They're seeing us as an empire clearly in decline, like ancient Rome.
Hey, did you check out the front of the Drudge Report? It just Der Spiegel and The Village. It shows on The Village front of that magazine or ragazine, shows a picture of Donald Trump, and it says, why not? It shows a bullet, like, hitting his head.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's what these people have become like. This is how dangerous these people have become. And if you notice, it's getting worse. I mean, they left the guy.
It's getting worse in the media around the world and in the media here in the United States. But again, I'm not getting a sense that they're getting the popular support. I've gotten a lot of emails from people who are very concerned over how chaotic things seem to be, but they're not sympathetic to all these rioters and all these people talking about coups and assassinations and revolutions. They're not getting it. And at least not the artificial one that they're obviously planning for. This is shaping up to be a repeat of Iran 2009.
And Mike, switching real quick, if I can, real quick on Russia and Syria, where you said the Syrians have taken back some of the oil facilities. If you notice, remember when Russia bombed a lot of oil, so that kept the revenue from getting to ISIS. So that was a smart move by knocking out their revenue generator.
Oh, even absolutely.
Yeah, even though they did damage to the facilities, that can be rebuilt. But to cut off the revenue is the first step, into stopping the flow of money or oil leaving into Turkey.
In any war, the side that runs out of money first is the side that loses. But Russia wasn't bombing the actual refineries and oil fields; they were bombing the smuggling convoys that were taking the oil into Turkey.
And okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, everyone is still talking about that raid into Yemen that was horribly botched. It is becoming more and more obvious somebody leaked the raid to Al-Qaeda to turn it into a disaster. And, of course, the corporate media is blaming Donald Trump for it. As it turns out, this raid was actually planned months ago by the Obama administration. And yes, Donald Trump gave the go-ahead for the mission shortly after taking office. But at this point, it looks like somebody said, here, we need to do a strike in Yemen. And Donald Trump didn't do his due diligence, and he signed it off. And now the media, of course, is trying to put the blame for all of it at his feet, just like they did at Jimmy Carter when the attempt to rescue the Iranian hostages failed. But right now we can see the deep state's logic on all of this thing. Bomb Afghanistan, bomb Iraq, bomb Syria, bomb Libya, bomb Yemen, and say the Muslims are the terrorists. That's what we're getting from all of this stuff. Now, one thing that's particularly alarming to me is our new UN envoy, Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, is up there at the United Nations screaming Crimea is a part of Ukraine. And the Russian sanctions related to Crimea will remain in place until Russia returns control of the peninsula to Ukraine. Very, very, very firm line. And this is very worrying. And it does reinforce my view that Trump's greatest weakness is his naivete and his assumption that the world really is like what he was shown on TV by corporate media. Now, Trump does know corporate media lied about him, but apparently he has not had the time to sit back and say, gee, I wonder what else they were distorting and misrepresenting. And he needs to go through that exercise or we're in trouble. Because if Donald Trump winds up not significantly altering the current course the United States is on, he may very well prove to be the last president of the United States of America. And I don't think he wants that in the history books at all. Now, Moscow has come on back talking about this decision to adjust sanctions against Russia, and they're lowballing it. And they're saying, well, it's, you know, Americans are being pragmatic, but we need to understand that the sanctions are selective. They're going to go for the sanctions that are advantageous to them, and they're not going to be really doing any sanctions that might harm them. And he said a good example of that, of course, is that the United States is still buying rocket engines from Russia because the United States still can't make reliable rocket engines. They forgot how to do that years ago. They got used to buying rocket engines from Russia, and they're still going to go on doing it. What are they going to do? Ground all of our satellites and missions up into space? Of course not. It's political theater more than real economic wars here. Meanwhile, Songbird McCain is out there screaming, it's time for the U.S. to send weapons to Ukraine. They're just so hot and bothered to start that war. And the way they're going, they could still get it and stick Donald Trump with it. But it's, like I said, I'm alarmed about some of this tough talk coming out of Trump's administration. And we're going to talk about that in detail in the third hour. Meanwhile, Russia is saying that the biggest threat to the European Union is not Donald Trump. It is, in fact, Germany. And they're responding to comments made by the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, who declared Donald Trump the major external threat to the European Union. And Russia is saying Donald Trump hasn't done anything to the EU. He's not threatening to do anything to the EU. Meanwhile, do you remember at the end of World War II, and one of the terms of the Nazi surrender was that Germany would never be allowed to rearm because they have this bad habit of when they get weapons, they start wars. Or they get into wars, to be more accurate. And today, Germany has 400,000 men in arms, and they're moving tanks into Lithuania. They're already playing that Sudetenland game again. You have to look at where the threat is really coming from, not what the corporate media and the politicians are saying it is. Russia, meanwhile, is starting to warn Serbia to boost up their borders in preparation for a possible U.S.-induced attack from Albania to try and kick off war in Europe and war against Russia. All right, let's see. Kiev forces have launched another heavy shelling of a village in the south part of Donetsk Republic. They are openly defying the UN Security Council's demand to return to the ceasefire. The United Nations is saying the fighting is very, very heavy around the Avdiivka area, and both sides are losing a lot of forces. It's all on out. All right, let's see. Let's take some phone calls. Mike in Brazil, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I need to say that I agree 100% with Dustin from New Jersey. He's absolutely correct. These people will not give up until they achieve their goals.
George Soros goes broke. Or he's arrested. And a lot of people are already talking about that because he's already violated a huge number of U.S. laws with all of this funding of riots and protests. He's in violation of the USA Patriot Act.
It's an established fact, Mike, that he's behind every one of these riots that have taken place in the past few months. And my question is, and I tweeted a lot about this, why isn't a commission to investigate George Soros for sedition and for inciting a coup? Literally, he's inciting a coup by financing these thugs. And like you said, all these people at Berkeley, most of them were just hired hands to do the job for Soros. Now, the question is, why isn't the AG going after this guy, freeze his assets, put the handcuffs on him, and I guarantee you that all these riots will evaporate. Because
let me give you one thing that everybody has to keep in mind, okay? And that is, right now, Donald Trump and all of his nominees are still in confirmation cycle. And we need to be very cautious about, first of all, what the nominees are saying before the committees and ultimately before the Senate. And we need to be looking at Donald Trump's actions in terms of the fact that Donald Trump still needs to woo the Congress to confirm his nominees. And so these nominees and Donald Trump himself are probably saying and doing the things they think the Congress wants to hear and see done. And I think the true measure of what Donald Trump is going to be about is going to happen after he gets all the confirmation sorted out and he's got his administration locked into place. And that is something we need to keep in mind. And going after Soros right now would alienate the Congress, and they would absolutely stonewall the rest of his confirmations.
The guy is a real menace. I mean, he's a national security risk. And
it's
not just me saying this. People in Europe also comment on the actions of George Soros and his funding of extreme elements in the left-wing parties of Europe. He's doing there the same thing he's trying to do in the U.S.
Well, and some of these other countries are already, Russia's already shut him down, Hungary's going after him, Macedonia's going after him, Serbia's going after him. This is really spreading all over the globe. At some point, it's going to have to show up here. But I'll tell you, it may not need to, because George Soros' ambition is a global government. And as the European Union falls apart and he is cut off from playing his games in country after country, there's going to be a day where he's going to look in the mirror and say, I can't make this work in the years I have remaining. And at that point, he's going to pull the plug. And he's going to say, I'm going to stop wasting all my money on this. I'm obviously not going to achieve what I want to achieve. And then all the paid protesters are going to go away.
Yeah, one last point I was going to make. I don't know if you read the news about the Germans buying illegal firearms to protect themselves from the Muslim invaders. And apparently there is a website from where they acquired the weapons and ammunition. And this has the EU officials really worried because it looks like the incipient phase of a civil war. Which undoubtedly, if they don't roll back these open border policies, they will end up literally fighting a civil war.
They could start a civil war here in the United States if they don't back off all this nonsense.
I'm sure.
I mean, but look at it from the point of view of the people in Germany or any of these other European Union countries where there are now no-go zones where the police absolutely will not go in to enforce the laws. And it's open season on the people of Europe by all these migrants coming on in. Of course they're going to want to protect themselves.
Well, it's the most fundamental human right there is the right to defend yourself, the right to self-preservation.
Absolutely.
What is the problem with these leftists? Why can't they get this through their thick skulls?
Because their plans for a global government require that we not be able to defend ourselves.
Yeah, I know their agenda very well. I've been following your show for many years. Not your show, your website, I mean. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the job, the great job you're doing. To me, it looks like I attended another four-year university listening to your show and reading your website. So you do you're the greatest guy on the web, really. I mean, I like Alex Jones as well, but he's a little off the wall sometimes. But your show is excellent. So congratulations. You have one of the best shows, Mike. And I commend you for that. Okay, now I'm going to let other people pick up.
Okay, well, thank you for that, because the phone lines are full right now. We're going to switch to John in Chicago. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, we have a new phrase to use now. It's left-wing lone wolf attacks. Who would have thought we'd be saying that, right? I mean, I heard about that little explosive device in the restaurant in South California. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that
one. Device. They lit a fuse on a homemade incendiary device and threw it into like a coffee shop, and it landed under a table, and everybody scrambled and trampled each other, and then the thing blew off, and nobody got really hurt. But it's incredible if we're going to end up with a police state, because these left-wingers are dressed with the bandanas over their face, and they're attacking...
Uh-huh. But listen. CNN says they're actually right wingers, and CNN wouldn't lie to us about something that important, would they?
Right. I'm just glad that you made that transition from bad advice about Iran right into Ukraine, because I think I read yesterday that Putin said Poroshenko needs another infusion of cash from the EU and the United States, so he's going to start attacking eastern Ukraine again. Anytime
yes,
the guy needs
that's
cash,
what he's doing.
That's where he starts it up again. But I don't like that Nikki Haley running into the UN and starts screaming Russian aggression. That's the exact same page that Obama was on, and I'm glad. And we've done this for the last 2 years on your show, pounded in the ground that it was a U.S. finance coup.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm very, very concerned about what Trump is doing, and we are going to cover that in depth in the third hour. So, John, we're going to have to let you go. We're coming up here on another commercial break, and we're going to have enough time to start with Heather in Illinois. But, Heather, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to wait through the commercial break, and then we'll start talking with you because we're about 5 seconds away from it. And we'll be right back with Heather in Illinois after these few words.
Your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to go to Heather in Illinois. Heather, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I'm telling you what, I am so sick of the posts I see on Facebook from people just being just nasty about Mr. Trump. I don't understand. I mean, he's our president, and yet there's absolutely no respect at all given to him. And then they throw people throwing the race card out. You know, oh, he's racist, oh, he's this, oh, he's that. We really don't know what Mr. Trump, you know, who he really is, you know. But let's give him a chance.
Let me point out two things. First of all, Donald Trump has been in the public eye for 30 years. And nobody called him racist or misogynist or any of these things until he went up against Hillary Clinton. And remember, the Clintons' earlier political career was dominated by what was called the politics of personal destruction. Just go on out and destroy the other person in the eyes of the public, and they're still doing it. Second, when you look at how many Twitter followers are fakes or Facebook friends are fakes and everything, when you realize that thugs are being paid to go on out and commit acts of violence, then you have to accept that a lot of those people who are on social media posting attacks on Donald Trump are also being paid to do that. And there are public relations companies where that's their entire business. They'll get a big chunk of money to have a bunch of people, phony IDs and everything, go on out on the social media pretending to be ordinary people pushing a particular agenda. It's called grassroots lobbying, and it is, sadly, perfectly legal in this country.
Yeah, well, some of my friends put stuff on, and it's just ridiculous, the bashing. But did you catch the do you watch YouTube a lot? Because they had a video the other day where Omarosa went on The View and just totally destroyed Joy Behar. And it was actually quite comical. She tried to sandbag her as she was talking, and Omarosa just shut her down. I just sat and chuckled because I thought, oh, my God, they were just, like, trying to throw everything under the bus. And Omarosa was like, you know, I'm just not going to fall for your games. You either let me answer the question or not. And they on The View did not like that. And I thought it was hilarious because they just love to shut people down.
They absolutely do. I remember what Milo was saying about the protests on Wednesdays. Liberals have just gotten into this habit of not debating, not discussing, of just bullying people into silence, name-calling them. You know, you're an anti-Semite, you're a fascist, you're a sexist, whatever it is until the opposition shuts up. It's winning through intimidation and threats. And it shows that the underlying intellectual support for their argument and position simply does not exist. Now, I generally don't watch The View either live or on YouTube, but you're right. That would have been a funny video to see.
It is. It actually is. And I thought Omarosa did a fabulous job. But, you know, it's so negative. And just, you know, when we had to tolerate 8 years of Obama, and we're not supposed to be like, thank God, this is how I believe. I'm being openly optimistic about, you know, Trump.
Well, I'm starting to develop a little bit of caution. We have to let you go because it's station identification, and I got two more calls we're going to take, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of news I need to get to. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So
Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.